चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुते। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जिमामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मे मां चरणान्ति। In my class last evening, I told that we should fix our goal. What is the goal of our life? And then, what is our goal of sadhana and bhajan? And that is why I told you, Chaitanya Charitamrit, Adi Lila, third and fourth chapter. And showing the reasons of, causes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world, he told four reasons. The last two reasons are most important, prominent. In two reasons also, last reason is his own job. First is to give rag barba bhakti. How any can one attain the service of gopis? That path, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercifully came to give this thing. Rag Vartma. What is this? The way, the process by which we can attain a rag. What rag? Prem, sneh, man, prane, then rag. Transcendental. Only it is in Golok Vrindavan. And only in gopis. Mostly the group of Srimati Radhika. These are. Elsewhere, in other gopis, something, partly. Especially, this mode is in Radhika. But this mode cannot be attained. Or it can be realized by Krishna, and he can taste, enjoy. But it is not a thing to give to others. Only how to attend, achieve that rag, high class of braja. The process in this world can be given. It cannot be attained in this world. Never. Up to rati is here. After rati, no practice of anything. You can attain up to rati, sthai rati and all ratis. really you cannot have or really rati, but something you can realize in this world. So from third and fourth chapter, it is clear that the highest goal of anyone, any devotee, especially in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami, is to serve gopis and to attend that gopi mood, to serve Radhika. So he gave. How? By means, through Nam Sankirtan. Before this, prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone cannot give. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave and his associates, they gave this. And highest kinds of love, like among Mahabhava also, Mohan and then Madan, is only the property of Srimati Radhika. Even Krishna has not that thing. So Krishna wanted to relish. And that is why he took the golden beauty and intrinsic mode of Radhika. And he enjoyed. When he descended to earth, he went to south and met Raya Ramananda at the bank of Godavari. Oh, Raya Ramananda is Vishakha Sakhi. So, Srimati Radhika, Vishakha can help and teach this thing, to know the modes of Radhika. She knows how to train. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being Krishna, he took shelter of Vishakha Devi. He was admitted in the school of Vishakha. And then he learnt something. And then he returned to Gambhira. And he enjoyed the modes of Radhika. This mode cannot be given to anyone. Only the some service of gopis, it can be given. And we can have some mode of, partially mode of gopis. We cannot be Lalita Vishakha, we cannot be Radhika, we cannot be any one of them. We can be only the servant, maid servant of the gopis. And this is the highest thing for any conditional soul. Or any,
Living entity.
Mukti, liberated soul also. This is the goal. Now, in the dialogue of Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu, it has been cleared. He has told various kinds of sadhan. Various kinds of. According to your qualification, you can choose among any kinds of sadha and sadhan. That is, object and its process. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him and he told. So many various kinds of objects and processes. Sadha and then sadha. If has no sadhana, sadhya, then no object, no process. First object should be fixed, and for this, any process. And for this, O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Raya Ramananda Prabhu, and from beginning, he asked so many questions. And then he told, he rejected Gita's philosophy. Iho bahya. It is something bahya for worldly things. It has no relation with soul to Krishna. Only he has told in the last, what? Sarvadharmana parityajya. Mamekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarvapapabhyo mokshayishyami masucha. Where is their relation with, pure relation with soul and Krishna? Oh, you should take my shelter. You should give up all the worldly religions. Quickly, quickly. What religions? You have any worldly job. Your father, mother, relations and all these things. Quickly give up. If any sin is there, I will protect you. Don't worry, be. Don't worry for this. Oh, this is the last Gita. Sarvadharman parityajya. If there is something, then karma mishra and jnana mishra bhakti. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochna kaṅkṣati. Samas sarvesh bhutesh mat bhaktim labhate param. Karma mishra bhakti, what we are doing now? Oh, it will not do. So Mahaprabhu told, oh, reject. Oh, it is bahi. Gyan mishra bhakti even. Samas sarvesh bhuteshu. To be equal to all. And don't be worried. What you have not. And if anything is going on, don't lament. Always be happy. Always happy. Oh, you can learn this. And after this, it may be that. It may be that you can have pure bhakti. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami has told himself, what is the pure bhakti? Shuddh bhakti. Oh, raganuga bhakti is pure shuddh bhakti. Only raganuga. Vividly he has given in his comment in Chaitanya Chaitamrita also. He has given. So prema bhakti is raganuga bhakti. He has not told, vaidhi bhakti is not shuddha bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected all these things. It is for beginners. It is for beginners. They should do. They should enter in this bhakti realm gradually. So, in the last he told, Jnani prayasumutpasya namanta eva jivanti sanmukharitang bhavadiya varta sthane sthita tanvang manovhi payaso jita jita apitraiha trilokyam. What? Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Even you should try to forget. You cannot forget, but I will manage with Yogamaya. By my causeless mercy. Otherwise you cannot. So you should know first that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. Or supreme powerful. Having all appulences. In a second he can destroy. What? All universe, and in the next moment he can create so many. Very merciful. But you will have to forget. Swamiji came to give this philosophy that Krishna is, only Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. But I came by his order to tell you that this will not do so much. You should try to forget. Like Brajavasi, you should try to be a Brajavasi. Yashoda Maiya, Nanda Baba, Sridham, Subal, Madhumangal. Any servant of Nanda Baba, they don't believe that Krishna is supreme personality of God. They only know that very ignorant child and naughty child of Nanda Baba, son of Krishna. Not that, oh, his father and mother of even Nanda Baba. Never, you should fall. Otherwise, you cannot realize gopi prem or braja prem. So braja prem is highest among them. He proved by epics, by Srimad Bhagavatam. But yet he was not satisfied. Not satisfied. Then he, Raya Ramanan told, Jagopi prem is highest. Oh, yes, yes. Very good. Among gopis, oh, the highest love of Srimati Radhika is most highest. But Mahaprabhu have a doubt in this. You told that. Oh, in Ras, Krishna became antardhyan.
Disappeared.
Why he disappeared? He never wanted to displease all gopis. There were all gopis, so many. How many? Lakhs and lakhs gopis. All have left their husbands and worldly, what? Lok lajja.
Shyness.
Everything. Marjada even.
Social etiquette.
Everything they have, all, each and every of all the gopis left. And they came to Krishna. So how Krishna can forget any of them? So he wanted to please each one of the gopis. Everyone. So, and that is why he became what? Same number of the gopis in which they are, and Krishna became same and began to dance with each gopis. But what became? Oh, all the gopis saw that Krishna is only with me. And Radhika saw that Krishna is very tricky. He is with all gopis and also with me. She could not tolerate. Why? Because Krishna is like a liar.
Cheater.
He promises that you are my most beloved. I love you. Oh, most. You are special. And to Lalita, to Vishakha, to Chandravati, he will tell what?
You are my most.
Even he will go to Kubja and tell. What tell? Oh, you are my most dear beloved.
You are my soulmate.
So he will tell. So Srimati Radhika was somewhat manini became.
Sulky mode.
No word for this manini. Having so much love, affection, internally, and outwardly some
anger.
It seems, but no jealousy. Oh, in pure devotion, prem bhakti, no irsha, no dvesh. Even you see that in Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Prahlad Maharaj, no jealousy. Then how it can be in that transcendental love? No, never. But they wanted to please Krishna. So Krishna came and wanted to beg, apologize, oh forgiveness. I will not do any aparad, offense in your lotus feet. In this way. So this is Krishna was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoying all these things. Or it cannot be given to any jeev. Partly we can have this service of these gopis. So see, he has doubt what? Oh, see, he has love for all the gopis. And that is why he disappeared. That any other gopi should not be displeased with me. So he wanted to meet Radhika alone, that they should not know. Clear it.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has heard from Roy Ramananda
that the love of the gopis is the highest. He's saying, can you go further? Ramananda Rai is saying, yes, the love of Radharani is highest. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had made one condition on anything that Ramananda Rai would say. If he will say something, it must be backed with evidence from Shastra. So Ramananda Rai, he quoted the verse to prove Radharani is the highest. Anaya radito nunam Bhagavan Hari Ishwara Yannovihaya Govinda Prito Yam Anayadraha. In Bhagavatam it is stated that, oh, this gopi, she must have worshipped Supreme Lord more than anyone else, because Govinda has fulfilled her desires. He's taken her away and meeting with her in a solitary place, leaving all the other gopis behind. So then this doubt came in the heart of Mahaprabhu. This does not prove that Radharani is more dear to Krishna than the other gopis. Because why did he sneak her away secretly without the others knowing? That means perhaps he has love for other gopis, and therefore he took her away secretly, and so that they'll not become angry with him. So I don't accept that this proves Radharani is the highest. Mahaprabhu had this doubt and put this question. Really, he knows everything, but for us he's giving a teaching. So then he said, you should give some more evidence. So then Sri Roy Ramananda, he's quoting from the Gita Govinda of Jayadev Goswami, Samsara Apkamsara Api Samsara Vasana Bhada Srinkala Radhaya Vidya Adaye Tattaja Braja Sundari. In this verse, Srila Jayadev Goswami, he's explaining that at the time of Ras Lila, where Basanti Ras at Govardhan, not the Saradiya Ras at Vrindavan, which is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, but at Govardhan Ras, there Krishna, in front of all the other gopis, he left the Ras and he went to search out Srimati Radharani. So then Mahaprabhu was satisfied. Yes, this evidence is good. Radharani is supermost among all the gopis of Vrindavan.
After this, he wanted to hear something more. And then what he told Rai Ramananda. At once he
stopped his mouth.
In this world there are none, very rare, to hear all these things. This is most hidden fact. First we should be qualified and then to hear. So there are so many things. So he told all these things. Now, the highest object of any jeev has been told. Oh, so many. But highest goal is this. Then, in the dialogue of Sanatana Goswami, in the dialogue of Mahaprabhu Torup Goswami, especially Sanatana Goswami, from beginning to end, especially in the life of Haridas Thakur, moreover in Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami life, moreover Raghunath Das Goswami, moreover Mahaprabhu in Gambhira. Sometimes he used to be out of Gambhira in dark night, sometimes in ocean for two, three days in Mahabhav, sometimes in the garden of Jagannath. What? Totally mad. Like sometimes like tortoise. All these
limbs of the body
were in his body. Krishna once showed it in Pythagoras. He had at that time four arms. And when he saw Srimati Radhika, automatically
two arms.
But Mahaprabhu, all body was in, like a tortoise. And sometimes, all long as 12 hands. And 6 yards long. Oh,
no joints.
How it is? Even in Srimad Bhagavata it has been not told, but in Radha all were there. Otherwise, from where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has learnt all these things? So all moods were in Radhika. So Radhika's love and affection is highest, and he stopped him to say. And that was Pahila Irag Nayana Bhanga Bhair. So this is. But after that, we can see in the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, what is the process? What is the process? Oh, first, come to Haridas Thakur. That is why in first chapter of Anta Leela, he has begun from the life of Haridas Thakur. How he was. You should have strong belief in name. That name is himself Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna is Radha and Krishna. More, in some qualities, their names are more powerful and merciful. And we are very unfortunate that we have no taste in chanting these names. You can know in Harinam Chintamani, written by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And more over something in Bhajan Rahasya. All these things. If you are not chanting and remembering the pastimes of Krishna, especially name chanting, then your everything is like zero. Worldly, some wealth, worldly reputation you can have by namaparad. These are all namaparad. So we should try to chant pure name. Daily we should try. It may be sometimes it will come namabhas, but after some time it may be that 1, 2, 3 or daily may come namabhas. And after, when you will be madhyamadhikari, when madhyamadhikari, madhyamadhikari, madhyam or madhya uttam, then it may be that prior,
almost
all your name may be namabhas. And luckily one name can be
pure name.
Very lucky. If pure name will come, oh, Krishna love and affection, prema will come. And that the symptom has been told. What that system? Oh, of the rati. Shantir, abhartakalattang, viraktir, manasunyata, asabanda, samutkantha, namagane, sadar. Asakti, stad, gunakhyane, pratitad, batati, sthale, ityadyo. Oh, this is. So we should try to know all these things. So we should first enter in to read, beginning from Haridas Thakur. How he practiced name? Oh, he was a Mohammedan child by birth. Why he came? Because he disturbs Krishna something in pastimes of Krishna. Like Brahma. Like Brahma. He made some disturbance. He wanted to see some pastimes of Krishna. But he used his intelligence in that. And that is why. Oh, he took away all the cowherd boys and all the cops from there. And then he was begging. So he saw that Krishna has begged something. But he never looked towards Brahma at that time when he realized. And he was rolling down on the earth. But Krishna neglected him. And all the cowherd boys neglected him. Oh, we chauma, chauma. Four mouths. or like who is he? So Krishna never looked upon them. And after that he became, oh, Mohammedan, very, very humble to be. If there is a very poor man, very, very poor person, if he, a very rusticated and wealthy person will give a slap, what he will do?
Nothing to do.
Oh, if he will stand, that why you are doing, then wealthy person may give, oh, more. So, for poor men, nothing to do anything except tolerance. So Krishna makes, so he wanted to be a Muslim boy, ignorant, not going to school. So we should learn tolerance from Haridas. He was beaten in
22.
What he did? He was praying, oh, Krishna, save them. Be merciful to them. Why? They are beating, not beating me, my karmas are beating me. They have not done any fault. Oh, you think that this person is my enemy because he is giving so much problems. I should cut his head. But this is bad thing, very, very bad. That kinds of persons, they cannot do bhajan, never and never. What problems are coming? Why coming? Due to my I and myness. We have some false egos in this body that I am who? I am president of America. Who is now?
Bush.
Like this. I can manage whole world. I am so wealthy. I am so beautiful. I know all so many things. I am so intelligent than my wife, my children, and my all relatives. I am more intelligent. I can control all. What is this? Oh, in the words of Swamiji, nonsense. Nonsense. So we should not be. So, if you want to chant Hari name, oh, first try to be like Haridas Thakur. You know that when he was boy near Advaita Charj, only chanting Krishna name, a king there, king-like person, Jamindar, he became envious to him. He sent prostitutes to deviate him. But what became? In 3 nights? Oh, you should explain something. In brief. Can you control? Oh, you should stand up. Can you control your lust like Haridas Thakur? With a naked lady, very beautiful, teeny aged. And she's begging. Oh, you should fulfill my lust. I think that, oh, you cannot control. It was only for Haridas Thakur. Only for Haridas Thakur. Even not for Vishwamitra. Brahma even could not control. And sometimes, oh, Narada also was deviated. He was not deviated, but he posed like that. The person like me liberated and he can be controlled with lust. Brahma even, our first guru, he could not control. Yonashankar, he became what? Naked and running towards Mohini to catch, to embrace. And Parvati was running behind Shankar. Oh, what are you doing? This nonsense. But he was at that time shameless. Nirlajya behaya. He became. So it is very good. Even second time, Maya herself came to Haridas Thakur. But Haridas Thakur passed that
examination.
We cannot. Neither ladies nor males. In one prayer, everything will go. So, yes.
Srila Gurudev has asked me to summarize the story of the prostitute who came to Srila Haridas Thakur. The political leader of that time, Ramchandra Khan, was very envious of Haridas Thakur's popularity, as all pure devotees are very popular. So he sent his best prostitute of the society to deviate Srila Haridas Thakur. And as Srila Gurudev mentioned, she requested him to fulfill her lusty desires. Because Haridas Thakur had taken a vow to chant 3 lakhs of names daily of the Hare Krishna mantra, that is about 194 rounds every day, he told her that just sit down, I'll surely fulfill your desires, but just wait till I finish my vows. So that day passed, the next day and the next day. After 3 days of hearing Shubha Nam, the pure name, from the lotus lips of Srila Haridas Thakur, that prostitute fell at his feet and begged pardon and told how she was sent by Ramchandra Khan to deviate him. She begged his mercy. He told her that I already knew that you would be coming because all pure devotees are Sarvagyan or Trikalagyan. They know everything, past, present, and future, and they know the hearts of all. They can enter into the hearts of all. So he said, I knew you would come, and I would have left before you came, but I wanted to purify you and rectify you. Now you should go home and distribute all of your possessions. There are so many greedy brahmanas. They'll be very happy to take your possessions. So distribute them and then come back to my courtyard. I'm leaving Tulsi here. Ganges is also here. You should sit and also chant so many names. So, and you should also only have one white sari. Give everything else away. Have one worn and torn sari, white. And shave your head. So she did that. And very soon, she also became very honored and popular. And so many great Vaishnavas came to take her darshan and hear her Harikatha. And they brought her so many gifts, but she refused them and would only take what she required to maintain body and soul together. So she came to change the heart of Srila Haridas Thakur. But as Srila Gurudev told one young man about an hour ago, I have a magic wand and I can change you all. I can change all of your ideas and make you pure bhaktis. Gaur Premanandi Hari.
So, you know that Brahma and Prahlad together has come like Haridas Thakur. Not only Brahma. Or what he tolerated, this tolerance came from Prahlad Maharaj. Why he came? Oh, because all the devotees of all the avatars were in the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All were there. So where need to give any siksha,
teaching?
Oh, they all came there to teach us. So if you want to chant her name, you should think that there are two most powerful enemies in bhajan line. What? The lust and intolerance. If you become angry, you cannot do bhajan. You'll have to give up your anger forever. If you are you have anger, then your bhajan will be ruined forever. This is the root of all the sins, all the evils. So we must. And this is in all, even devotees. They cannot tolerate. They will tell that, oh, you should be tolerant. But himself, not folly. And second, all has some lust here. But we should try to. We cannot destroy it, because it is the gift of Krishna. We can change it. What?
Transfer into.
Oh, Krishna, love and affection. Like Bilva Mangal. He was so lusty person. He could not control. But in the last, what he did? He changed. He, what?
Transformed
his lust into Krishna Prem, highest. So we should try to take some lesson from this. Gaur Premanande. Tomorrow again in our classes. Oh, Haridas Thakur, then Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and then Raghunath Das Goswami. And then if we have time, we can explain about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always observed in chanting, remembering, and in madness of Radha and Krishna love.
Some people are saying, if you remember gopis, then next life you become...